I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy, it is. And your obsession with sharks?
Well, one, it goes back to when I was a kid and seeing Jaws for the first time, and that just capturing my imagination and cementing my fear forever. I think they're fascinating creatures, prehistoric. They've been around since before the dinosaurs, changed very little, eating machines. They're apex predators, incredibly powerful and sleek and cool looking. You know, I'm fascinated by how people continue to just frolic around in the water knowing, you know, sometimes even after they've been attacked, can lure people back.
In a more modern psychological analysis, if I look at Steven Spielberg's Jaws, the illustration that I have here, you have the comely female at the top.
Yeah.
And you have the shark coming up with his teeth like this.
Yeah.
I think it's very male-centered, preeminent male, stalking.
The theme of this show is not Jaws.
That's correct. Thank
you. The theme of this show is to consider all the films, the non-Jaws shark films, right?
Can we go to 47 Meters Below, which is recent?
Right. Which is Mandy Moore and her sister go into a shark cage, rinky-dink operation,
yes.
The cable breaks, and the shark cage sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Not all about the sharks. It's just about time running out on their air and their tanks, claustrophobic. But also, you realize that if they get out and swim, that there are these sharks.
Right.
Just like in Jaws, it's the threat of the sharks that is the most terrifying in that.
Spielberg caught the suspense, played it to the hilt. This one certainly trying to capture on that because you were so right. CGI sharks pass by the screen now and then. Mostly what's terrifying is how clueless these girls are.
And what's terrifying is their dialogue, which I think keeps the sharks at bay. For the better part of the film. What about The Shallows? Lake Lively, she is a surfer.
Yeah.
She's on a remote beach. Gigundo shark out there that strands her on a rock.
Yes!
And she's waiting for the tide to come in. She has to, basically, it's a battle of wits between her and this ferocious man-eater. It's on a par with 47 Meters Down. Really, this conversation is stupid because there are no good non-Jaws movies.
Deep Blue Sea.
Well, that movie's so ridiculous because there are these genetically engineered sharks in this facility and they break loose. The scene where Samuel L. Jackson is like admonishing all the rest of the scientists. And then a shark leaps out of the background, lands on him. Swallows him whole and then jumps back into the water.
It plays upon the absurdity of it, which is great.
It is
fun.
Really over
and
the
Jackson
top.
With, now, it would be sharks in the sea rather than snakes on the plane.
Yeah, right.
Here's my vote. Now, I know you know these so well, but let me see if I can't win some points with you.
Yeah.
Open Water.
Yeah, it's the best non-Jaws shark movie.
Excellent.
Without question. One of those Blair Witch type of movies, ramshackle, cheap budget. It's about a couple, little scuba diving trip. And while they're down, the boat leaves with all the other, they're stranded.
That's great.
The husband and wife floating there, waiting it out. Early on, you see the fins, and they wait it out, and the couple eventually just gets eaten. Sharknado, so silly. It's a comedy. Where sharks get taken up inside of a tornado, and they're just falling out of the sky, eating people.
My final question to you.
Yeah.
Why then did you drop this sequence from your Not So Late show? I believe we're having a recurring shark motif in your show, and you don't have it anymore as I recollect.
I know some people, you didn't like it. I don't care that you don't like it. I still think it's an interesting segment. If someone from Columbus goes to see a shark movie, they don't have any vested interest in that, you know, other than they're just across the board fascinating. I managed to score a couple of really good interviews about sharks, one with from a shark attack victim, one who's a local guy who rescued a couple people from a shark attack. Truth be told, the logistics of it are tough to like do those interviews to make it work. So it's not that I'm not interested.
Good. Okay, so you haven't lost your interest.
No, and it may still return. In fact, you do realize that at the end of July is Shark Week.
Oh, wonderful. Our timing is perfect.
Yeah. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.